Peggy, I'm sitting in your academy and all around me are the most gorgeous, delicate little flowers that we've been making all morning. You're a complete inspiration, I have to say. So tell me, how did you first get into decorating and making cakes?
I probably got into it just like other people, just by passion and hobby. I was probably quite a spoiled child. I was given a really pretty marzipan decorated birthday cake every year. And when I was 14, I gave it myself a try, and I got hooked ever since. I think it's one of those things, suddenly you realize you've got maybe a gift or a talent, and it's so much fun, it's so therapeutic and relaxing, you just can't stop. And I think that's how a lot of cake makers and decorators feel about it.
It's true to say that decorating cakes and cupcake making has become quite fashionable in a way, and you're sort of top of that game. I mean, I consider your work to be one of the best in the country. Well, you've got four books out. You're working on your fourth book at the moment.
Yeah. The fourth is actually because I've just opened a cake parlour a year ago, which is very much about making my cakes accessible to everyone on a daily basis. So it features a lot of delicious cupcake recipes, layer cakes, a little bit of reviving the old recipes, sort of we do delicious marble cakes and giving them a pretty twist. My work in the recent years, it has always been about that special finishing touch, so I wanted to bring that into daily baking as well, and that's what my new book is about. It's the holding title at the moment is Boutique Baking, which is, you know, just making everyday baking that little bit chicer and about making it about entertaining and, you know, showing off to family and friends, basically.
So do you think it's quite easy for somebody who's just a normal domestic cook who can make, say, for example, a sponge cake, do you think it's quite easy for them to up their game in the kitchen then?
I think so. I think a lot of people, I've noticed, it's funny, and I hope that's not offending in any way, but coming from Germany, I think baking is very normal to the house, where it becomes quite natural, and I found that when I started teaching here in England, a lot of people feel scared of baking, just because you can't control it as easily as you cook when you can when you fry a piece of meat, or if you cook pasta or something. But I'm trying to take that fear away a bit, and kind of just explaining exactly what I'm doing, and just pointing out these little tips and tricks of what you need just to make a simple sponge well and perfect.
The academy here, I mean, we've got there must be 10 or 12 of us in here, and you come around to see each of us individually and given us each sort of tips as we're working away. You're clearly enjoying the teaching.
Yes, I do. I mean, it's for me an opportunity to exchange myself with like-minded people, where if in my business where I make cakes for bespoke events, it's slightly different. I mean, you know, not every bride or every customer comes from a baking background, so they have a different understanding of cakes. Working with students, it inspires me as well. You know, they have sometimes completely different ideas, or they pick my idea and take it that little bit further. So it just gives me an opportunity to learn new things as well, which is great.
You were talking about bridal cakes. That's something you specialised in the first. That's how it all started. There was the bridal cakes. Tell me more.
I was always passionate about decorating. So when I started my business, making wedding cakes was the natural thing to do. And the business has grown quite really well. And, you know, I've always had, or I've established my name in the wedding industry well. Now the baking side was something, I mean, I always made sure my cakes taste really delicious. But in the general public opinion, a decorated cake wouldn't necessarily be associated with something that tastes delicious as well. So I wanted to change that attitude a bit. And I always made sure my basic training is pastry chef training, that I know how to bake a yummy cake in the first place, and then I decorate it. That was always my angle.
I must admit, there's no good sort of looking at something that's utterly, latterly divine looking and then biting in to be completely disappointed.
I always found that would be terribly disappointing, because I think people go after an event, they leave with a memory of how it tasted and not just of how it looked. And it's the same like going to a good restaurant. If the dessert wasn't good, you have a bad memory of the whole experience. And I think it's the same with a wedding and a wedding cake.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I'm really enjoying it. We're at lunchtime now, so I'm going to carry on just making a few more of these flower petals. I'm looking forward to the rest of the afternoon.
Great. Yeah, it should be exciting. We do a bit of piping, a bit of challenging there. So.
Well, we'll see how well I get on. I'm looking forward to
cool,
it.
Me too.